I mean, it ain't so much the money, but it's just the idea. I want this thing to stay right together for, you know, so it'll work great when you get ready to swing on it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And when we do get ready to work this gadget, you know, let you tell. See?
Mm-hmm.
Now the first thing I want to know, what you been doing? Come closer to this mic. Tell me something, man. You know how to get right in it.
Well, I've been on a 6-2 to the baseball game. It's all the Chicago Cubs and Brooklyn Dodger play.
You did?
Yeah.
When was that?
2 weeks before you come in.
What about those White Sox?
The White Sox are a little tough, though. But I picked them last year to get him.
You think what?
Think the Yankees will get him.
You think the Yankees will get him?
The Yankees will tear him up.
I know Mr. Glazer would be glad to see that.
That was knocking him out, though.
That's not Papa.
Okay, Pop. Well, I'm glad to be in the Grand in town. I know I'm thinking about the whole band, Pew, Earl Hand, Jack T. Garden, Alvin Shaw, Cozy Cole, and Bonnie B. Garden, Velma Middleton.
What is that Bonnie B. Garden always asking you, Clarence?
Well,
What is that he's always asking? White boy with chopsticks and beers running around his bosom back. Those cats, who lay sitting in the face with my boy's name. I call it face. I mean, he's funny as that man.
I'm telling you. I forget that boy's name. I've been knowing that boy a long time.
I've been knowing him a long time
myself. He's a funny cat, though, Pop. He's a funny cat. You know about a funny cat? That's what you call a funny cat.
Oh, boy. Well, the show was nice down there tonight, wasn't it?
I'm telling you.
Down at Blue Note.
That was a nice little crowd, though. Yeah, but anytime you come, I heard when the mother band there, don't give much ground, but when you come, them people did pack and jam.
Ain't that nice?
I'm telling you.
Well, I mean, that makes us like the blow, too, you know?
And them people love you, too. Can you get away with that, Pop? Can you get away with that?
Oh, yeah, I can talk to you over there. We can pull the mic over a little. Sit on the table and put the chair. It'll reach. Come on, this way. Sit. Take this chair, man. We can just sit right here.
Yeah. This is a killer.
I'm gonna pull your chair around this way. No, sit on
it. We'll get you a chair.
No, I'm gonna get it. You sit on it.
Well, I'm talking to you. Well, I'm thinking about you and everything. I know how everything is.
Yeah, well, you know, Fox, me and you.
Everybody hates me. When's your father coming? I said, they keep it cool, he'll be here.
Well, you know that, and I was looking forward to it myself. You like a singer routine?
Yeah, I don't mind, Pat. Wait a minute. Give me some macaroni. What's my magic?
I have a lighter.
Oh, I don't have. Yeah, this knocked me out, Pat. Pat, you got one of the... When I seen this, you really knocked me out with this thing.
You know, I could play that radio. That's a little background to it.
Hey, I'm telling you.
But I don't want nothing to disturb our
party. Disturb our party.
Because you know how we get together and talk serious.
I'm know. Telling
you. Grant, you remember that night, the first night you came up from New Orleans, I had sent for you to come up and they put a tag on you. Remember?
Yeah, yeah.
The night we was playing coon can, and you held out four cards on me. We're like this little
room. Well, I just got a little, that wasn't up a little luck, Bob.
What luck? That what they're teaching you in New Orleans? You know, when I left there, you was just a little shaver in dresses. You see.
I knew that, brother.
How old was you when you came up from New Orleans? Yeah.
About 9 years old.
Yeah. Tell me something about some of that trip. What happened on that train? Here, take this. What happened on that train when, anything of interest happened when you left New Orleans?
Oh, nothing that happened. We came straight on through. And
you had your lunch, eh?
Yeah, I had my lunch. They had a lady take care of me. Also, they had a lady. Sure, did you know when Mama Lou took me on a train. Mama Lou took me on a train.
Oh, she did?
Yeah. And told the lady watched me, told him I was going to New York. Then they bought that when I come over there with that tag.
I mean, I thought that was the cutest thing. Yeah, Pa, that was cute. You've been there since 1924? 1924. How many years old, Pa? I'll be 36 August. You've been how long? 36. 36? Yeah. You mean you little boy that, from 1 year old, used to put diapers on you? Yeah. And you 36 years old.
Yes, sir.
Well, you old son of a shit.
Come get in the Lucille. Come on with me, Lucille. Come on in with me,
Lucille. What
do
you want to
say? Hey, what's up, Bob?
Oh, you want to call
you
me. You talk.
You interview her now.
How you been doing, Lucille?
I'm just fine, Clarence.
You interview her now.
I think about you all the time. You and Pop, all the rest of the gang.
I've been thinking about you too. We're looking forward to seeing you.
I know. I feel y'all coming. I had to see you.
Well, you know, we get here once or twice every year.
I know that. I know they keep Pop so busy.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, that's what he gets for being so blackly good.
I thought you said blackly.
Oh, I wouldn't call you that.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, it's a lull now. Let somebody say something. You do an interview now. Don't let it stop like that.
You got to ask her a question. Ask me a question. Say something.
You know how to do it, Papa. I know. You know better than me.
Oh, yeah, that's all right. Just work your job, sis.
Yeah, this is great, Pops.
All right, do you like that?
Yeah, I really like this.
It's a lot of fun, you know. It's a lot of things you want to remember, like you're teaching a class or something. Maybe you're going to have your ball game tonight, this year.
Well, I'm going to take some milk of magnesium.
Oh!
You know they said take a milk magnesium to stay in bed. And you tried.
I took the wrong spoon from the hotel. Now that is really a big spoon. That ain't the one you bought? No. I don't know where he got this. But this here is a service spoon, honey. This is a spoon you scrape your ass with. That fella looks like a shovel. I never put this in my mouth.
Oh, honey, don't ever put that big in your mouth.
No, I never take no milk magnesium.
Because your mouth
is too little. Now, don't get dirty on my hands.
No, I say your mouth is too little for that. That little buttonhole there. Oh, God, what little? I tell you, too, would be a good idea. Let's take that and take four of those a night.
You and let's go right ahead. I don't eat what you eat. I'll eat as much
now
as you.
Now, wait a while. Now, keep it clean.
I don't need all that diet.
No.
I don't need all that much.
No.
You trying to wash me away?
Instead of taking six spoons of milk of magnesium, take
I don't
four
take
of those.
Six.
How many do you take?
I take four.
Well, all right. Take four of those, and then you know you're straight.
Yeah, let's eat. This is a double spoon. Oh, shoot. I'm straight.
They said
if you want me to go away, just let me know. You don't have to wash me away like that. You tell me in plain English, I don't want to see you no more.
Listen,
you want to make me the invisible woman?
No, you know the slogan? You reduce, not you. All right. The slogan is, the more you shit, the thinner you get. Ain't that right?
You thought what I said?
That's right. Take four of those.
You laughing?
Well, I mean, I don't want to... You know, I'm going to be...
Yeah, that's yours. I'll get my own spoon.
What's
about to keep going,
though? That is a big spoon. You ever see a spoon
this
big?
No, I haven't.
This spoon reminds me of them old big soup spoons that they used to make down home, you know, that big soup bone.
Yeah, ooh, that is great.
That's just my beer you're drinking.
Now, don't be a little blood that beef.
This is what I call a spoon. This is a table spoon. You all talking about how big this one was. Shoot.
Hey.
Look at that.
Oh, look at that.
It's a little teaspoon.
It's like putting on rubbers in it.
This is the one you use.
Uh-huh. No, I haven't used it yet.
No, I'm telling you to use it. I'm giving it to you.
Well, I'll tell you.
No,
I have to blow that horn, and I
that's
might hit that one of them high F's and goddamn have an accident.
That one is yours.
Oh, no, it's... Ann Baker told me I had the best control of my ass than anybody in the world. She said, Pops, I never saw somebody who could take a big glass of Pluto water and go out and do a show and don't have an accident.
I know you, son. Get down.
Cut it off.
Huh?
We done cut it off. You think it's off?
Huh?
You think it's off?
Do you run?
Yeah, but it run out. Oh, boy. That is great, huh? But you know, it's a funny thing, Clarence.
Yes, sir.
You and I get together, we can find a million things to talk about, you know.
We don't already.
Oh,
all of us. You know, you kept your weight, and you look great.
That's what I'm trying to do.
And you
that's what they did exercise every summer. Playing ball. And keep that weight.
That's it.
That weight will bring you down. And then all in the hot sun.
You keep your weight, but that's because you started out young and all those athletics, stunts and that shit. And you used to...
Hey, Pop, you know what?
Basketball.
You know what, Pop?
Yeah.
I was going to people, teacher seen me playing ball, see? And they all liked me. We all got to... Got a team of our own by a room. See, Claire take a room to have a team.
And
had me the captain of it.
Did? Yeah.
Had me the captain. I got to tell you that a long time ago, Pop.
And that's wonderful.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Then who is it?
That's Hoppy.
Hoppy?
Yeah.
Hoppy, you got...
Hey, Hoppy, did you... I don't know whether you brought any forks or not.
No, I'll run down.
I will eat with spoons.
I can run down.
Well, I mean, me and Mom's, you know, my mother, man, she grabbed that big plate and her fingers and knock out all that rice she could do.
Yeah.
I don't know about no forks, but it's all right. How many forks you got, Luke? None.
I think
that's too good. How far can you go get them?
I can get them downstairs.
Oh, well, am I?
I'll
he has all our silverware right here.
I'll go get them, Pop.
And Lucille's old stockings.
Your shoe bag.
My shoe bag. Oh, that's weird. Oh, we got something to eat.
Okay. You want
to
open that?
Yeah. I guess you better.
Pay hard for a ham and egg sandwich for me, too.
Well, but you check up with you and Mama.
Okay.
Yeah, ham and egg sandwich.
On toast. No garnishes.
On toast?
Yeah.
Ham and egg. No garnish. Yeah. Just
plain. Don't put no mayonnaise, no lettuce, and all that
stuff. Yeah, take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Get me a few handkerchiefs
on
there.
Ham and
egg sandwich.
On a little buttered toast.
Right over the corner, Hobbit.
Look, now, how many
hundred people gonna talk to me at one time? I'm giving him an order.
Oh, that's all right.
Poppy.
It's ours.
Ham and egg sandwich on buttered toast.
Ham and egg sandwich on buttered toast. Gotcha. You put
that in while they before I get down. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Ooh. And nice. Ooh. Gee, it's so pretty. Pretty. You ought to take a picture of that, Clarence. You ain't no camera.
Hey, let me
use your chops for a camera. What is that? I thought you were talking to me. Well, oh boy, as the old saying goes, I'm going to wait for you. Yeah?
No, you go ahead.
Take my coat off. Put it all in my bosom.
Up close this ready.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put everybody through the main vampire purple. I got this shit all day.
I will now kiss you goodnight.
You better wait for your sandwich.
I'm gonna kiss him now. I'm gonna kiss him later too.
Okay. I've never seen a thing.
You mean you come over here and get it?
I'm coming as fast as I can, sweetheart.
Oh, that ain't what you've been saying.
No, it ain't what you've been saying either. What am I going to do?
Oh, George.
Oh, no, I ain't just solid.
What that thing?
I ain't gonna wake you with that. I'll be so far gone. So far, so fast, right? Of course. Nah, this is more like it. Yeah. Bridges.
Now you know you were a spook box.
There's a clock in the makeup kit.
You what?
No, I forget it.
Oh, shoot, we need some more cover.
Oh, your blood's thin. You got an extra blanket somewhere, Johnny, ain't you?
Where?
You usually have them in the hotel. You don't know how much sauce you want to just put down here.
The bidet, the bidet, the bidet wound. Just stuff it to listen.
Looks good, don't it?
Your teeth, man.
Satisfying, that's all right. Good, greasy, you know.
Good and greasy, too.
Substance in it.
Ah.
Now, next time, we'll go and see my stuff. I say,
amen. This is how it's all. You know, the night we had a fair ride? You told him not to go to the dinner?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? When you, the night before you all left?
Mm-hmm.
This whole kind of fried rice we had. Good and juicy.
Yeah.
Full change.
We used to get some fried rice down in Miami, Florida, right across from Bill Rivers' place. A second there. When we used to play down there, you know, on Sunday nights.
Mm-hmm.
Sure was good.
Mm, same here.
I'd get me a fried rice and a egg for you.
Mm-hmm.
That was my supper.
You eat that other stuff no more, do you?
What other stuff?
With, you use a dip like that.
You mean Chinese sausage?
No, you get a whole time, Pop.
What, we used to get a Chinatown?
You used to have it up here.
With the Chinese food?
Yeah, Chinese food. I think it was yakame.
Oh, with the noodles?
Yeah. You know, you dip that all that gravy in it. Yeah, a whole lot of gravy.
And you dip it in?
Yeah.
You eat it?
Yeah. You get a whole thing.
Red stuff. That kind of red.
Yeah, yeah.
That's Chinese sausage.
Yeah. I mean, that was good.
That's funny thing. That's Chinese sausage, but it's made out of fish. It'll be Chinese fish.
That's just what it ought to be.
Hey, Clam.
Huh?
You ever hear the one? Hear the one about this Chinaman? In his neighbor, in his colored neighborhood, you know.
Uh-huh.
Well, this spirit been going there all the time, uh-huh. Laundry and everything, you know.
Uh-huh.
And him and Sing, jiving, telling each other. Well, at this particular time, his laundry's in there, he got to make this dance, and he had lost his laundry ticket.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, oh, I know Sam, you know.
Uh-huh.
The Chinaman.
Hmm?
Say, I'm on the hill, let me have my laundry.
Mm-hmm.
So you go over to Sam the Chinaman, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, listen, Sam, I like to have my laundry. But I lost my check, and you know me, I've been having my laundry all the time. The Chinaman listened to his terms and no check it, no laundry. Spade get out. I said, listen, man, now I've got to make this dance, and you're going to hand me that job. I live in the neighborhood, and I've been bringing my laundry up for so long.
Mm-hmm.
So now you know me. Let me have my laundry, man. If I find a check, I'll bring it back, you know. So
mm-hmm.
Chinaman said, no check and no laundry. Mm-hmm. So Spade gets my head, and he walked out the door and said, that's all right, you old Chinaman son of a bitch. Chinaman look at him and say, that's all right. Me, Chinaman son of a bitch, sometime, but you black son of a bitch all time. How about that all?
to myself, boss.
Over there.
Come on in.
What
did
you do?
Mm-hmm. What did what?
I got you. Oh, Miss Armstrong, someday?
No, just go wait on. Lucy?
Savage.
I would take it through and tell
you. Oh, really? Really?
So the gas would be risked out.
Mm-hmm. And I'm... Right.
4:30.
And
okay. And
she...
360 and 7. So she went up there.
But I'm listening, guys.
So he went up on a tree. He said, so he asked for $500. That's a free tip, huh? He asked for $500. And so he came up there, so he met this chick. No fine of him. Give all the proof. Let me see the property address.
Let me get something, two copies or something.
Is it let me see that. Let me put it up your knee. Put it on the
floor. Rock piece in there.
Oh. I have to go down
and take a rock. Always look out for yourself there, huh? See, when I was a bellboy, I got mine first and then give the people a chance.
So.
I'll be back up there.
Okay.
There's a. You check. So he went on down and went up there. He paid with the money and said, look, you dress up above your knee. So, that's the first time. So next time, he said, hey, pal, give me $500. The second time, that's $1,000, huh? So give me $500. I'm doing a little speculating. So, you know, check. The little chick went on out there, met the chick on the same trip. And they took a little high, I gave it $500. So she put a whip here, I put a dress whip here.
Bubble of a, what's that, a bubble of throat?
Yes, sir, for that $500.
She must expose her hair.
So, she come up there, so she came up there and talked to his father. Say, Bob, give me $500 to do a little speculating. So he wrote out a check for $500. Old Bob's got started. And the last time, the third time, that's $1,500, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
He got smarter the third time. He goes there. Clapped up with the tree. He said, look, baby, getting kind of cute now, Pa. You feel kind of good now. Hey, look, baby, let me put it in a dude. Say that. Okay, he didn't catch it. She's screaming for more, Steve. I said, no, baby. She said, oh, give it all to me. I said, no, baby. I'll do my, he told me to give me 2 pages.
Mm-hmm.
And, so Pa said, speculate something.
Speculate!
If you go, I'll do a little speculate!
Well, you gas me, Papa.
I